I'm so proud. I mean, I can't really explain it, and it's such a cliche to say that, but you can't, because you've never experienced anything like this. I've never experienced anything like this in my life, and I saw Rory Finnegan here a few years ago getting a reception for his European Youth goal, and that's the only thing I can describe it to being like. But, you know, just phenomenal to see so many people out here, to see the support for athletics in this county, because I mean it is one of the best athletics counties in Ireland, and hopefully now the kids start putting on a few spikes, as Brendan Boyce says, you know.
Has it actually settled, and has it sunk in rather, that you're a bronze medalist and the North West only medalist at senior level?
It's going to take a while to sink in fully, but it's a very proud moment for me and my family. I said I got back there to my family about an hour ago, and the whole family from down the country were there, and you know, just to see it, the medal bringing all them together is just a huge proud moment for me, and to see how proud it makes them feel about me as well, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you said before the race that was your calmest that you were before any big championship outing to date in your career, and was that what proved to be the fruit of the victory? Was that key in it?
Yeah, I think you just need to be confident, I suppose, about your racing strategy, and you can't really listen to, well, you can take other people's advice, but at the end of the day you make your own decision and you go with it and you stick to it, and you really can't panic in races. I was saying that because you don't want to waste as much energy, you don't want to waste energy really. You want to get to 600 feeling as fresh and fit as you can, and that's what I tried to do out there in the final. Semi-final might have been a bit too quick for me, I burnt my legs a bit and faltered over the last 50, so it was just about staying calm and composed in the final.
And that's something you've learned to do now heading into future races, Mark?
I think so, yeah. I mean, that's what I said about racing though, it's not anything out of the ordinary, it's just a skill, and you're going to get better at it every race. So for me, I think I've got better every race this year, snowballing from the New York Diamond League, really. I suppose that was my best race, aside from these championships.
Yeah, what's going to be next for you now? What are you going to see out in the rest of the season this year? What do you hope to see out?
I hope to see an Irish record. That would be my big aim, along with making the European final. They were my two aims this season. So if I can run it in either Zurich or Rieti, that would be a real good achievement for me. I'd feel intrinsically happy if I could do that. That's more of an internal kind of goal that I've set myself, just to run the Irish record, just to kind of test my own limits.
Yeah. And we'll have to mention Letterkenny AC, because you grew up through Letterkenny AC, and they've nurtured some fantastic athletes down through the years, and Mark, you were part of that system, and what this will do now for Athletics and Letterkenny, and particularly in Donegal, and even the rest of the country if you want to go further afield, because this is a huge achievement for an Irish athlete and a Donegal man.
Yeah, I mean, of course I've got to pay thanks and to Letterkenny Athletic and to all the coaches. Like, I'm just trying to think of as many as I can right now, and it's great that you can actually, I'm able to name so many of them. It shows how much interest there is in the sport, like Neil Cullen there, Anthony Ward, Sean McBurdy, Therese McDade. I could go on. I'm going to leave out so many, so I'm going to stop right now, but it's just such a proud moment for me. I can't really put it any other way.
Here we are in the centre of Letterkenny for the homecoming of Mark English. And Tricia, you've been working with Mark for quite a long time, since he was very young. What a performance by him. I'm sure heading into the championship you always knew that Mark English had something on him to get a medal.
Yeah, delighted to have called it so far out. I suppose I've always seen Mark. I've described him as ticking a lot of boxes, and I suppose maybe a lot of people didn't have faith in Mark English. I had, so absolutely delighted, no surprise at all. He's an absolutely fantastic tactician. He's put a huge amount of work in, particularly over last winter, and he's brought himself into the shape at the right time. So I'm absolutely delighted and very proud of him. Yeah.
And after hanging on for the semi-final to wait and see if he had made it through, to bounce back in the fashion he did was spectacular.
But then again, that would be sort of kind of, you know, one of Mark's, I suppose, one of his biggest strengths is that ability to be able to sort of switch off and switch on from things. And I would have no hesitation that once he was through to the semi, that his full focus was on going forward, not on looking back. So, but I think he put us all through a bit of a nervous few minutes. All right, so
he built on the potential that we've seen a number of years ago at junior level. And how do you think he carried the pressure of that over the last number of years?
I think he's handled it really well, because he's come through that relevant competition. You know, he came through youth, he came through junior, he came through under 23s, and now to senior. So that's all, they're all stepping stones, and that was always very much part of the plan, to sort of kind of introduce him into that type of competition step by step. So and again, his personality and his ability to be able to handle, you know, he's a very competent and very intelligent young man, and he's well able to apply himself.
Yeah. You, of course, a member of Letterkenny AC. What an experience it is for this club to have a young guy who came through the ranks, and now he's bringing a bronze medal back into his hometown.
Yeah, it's hard to beat, as they say, hard to beat to grow your own sort of thing. Like, and I think it's just a great, even to see people around here tonight. You know, everybody knows everybody. Everybody knows the Englishes. Everybody knows Joe English, and everybody knows Pat English. And I think it's great that people can really associate with that and really get involved in it, because it's somebody, you see, people would have seen Mark as a youngster. along with the likes of the other Letterkenny aces, you know, out and about. They would have seen them out training, they would have seen them doing very well out of it. So I think it's just a great community, nice piece of energy for everybody to sort of be associated with it.
Yeah. And do you think now this is the start of even more now for Mark English?
I wouldn't say it's the start. It's sort of it's the pathway. He's on that pathway and he's been on it for some time, and I have every expectation that he'll continue. And you know, even going back to the Olympics, you know, you look at that World Juniors, the final that he was in, and you know, we've seen those guys 2 weeks later in the Olympic final. So you know, he has the pedigree and he has the ability and he has the wherewithal. So I look forward to seeing many more times. Yeah. Been back in this year again now.
Eddie Harvey, former teacher of Mark English. We're here at the homecoming for Mark tonight in the centre of Letterkenny. And it's a fantastic achievement by Mark, and it's fantastic for the town as well.
It was absolutely great looking at it, Oisin. You felt a great sense of achievement here for the town, for Mark, for his family. And we had Mark in the college, in St. Eunan's College, and we're really delighted with his performance. I suppose it was like watching him and Coughlin again, but for us to have one of our own there was something fantastic.
Yeah. And teaching Mark at such a young age, and everybody was waiting to see this potential develop that he showed from quite a very young age. And what was it like when he was at St. Eunan's?
Well, in St. Eunan's College, he ran for the college, and the many teachers there who put a lot of work into athletics, from Michael Cullen to today, for example, you've got Parig Meehan. And those people, for example, have enjoyed athletics throughout the years. And now, in actual fact, to see the fruition of a young man coming through at this stage, we're really delighted.
Yeah. And obviously, you're a former teacher at St. Eunan's, but it'll be a proud day for St. Eunan's College to now have a European bronze medalist on the Roll of Honour up there.
It sure will, Oisin. No doubt his picture already is up there in the corridors of St. Eunan's. No doubt there's going to be a bronze medal now with a beautiful picture as well. And it's great, I mean, young boys looking at it for the future. It's great for them, that's about, to see somebody such as Mark. And he's a great, the profile he gives to all young people is tremendous altogether. So we're delighted, very proud. Fantastic, Oisin.
Yeah. And finally, that's the first medal at a major championship for Mark. Can we see a couple more in the future, do you think?
Well, we have the World Championships, I suppose, and maybe in the Olympics, who knows. And Mark is a young fella, he's got his head on the ground, I think. He takes, as he said today earlier on, he takes every race as it comes, and that's the way it's going to be. And we look forward to the future with him as well.